I'm single and obviously always notice when a cute guy is around. I went to get laser hair removal at one of those big chain clinics. I had prepaid. As I was leaving, I noticed a really hot guy waiting in the foyer. I smile at him and catch his eye. Then a clinician called me back over and in a loud voice says to me, "I just realized you had paid for the full Brazilian and I didn't do your anus. Sorry about that. I didn't realize you had paid for anus too. I'll put a note on the system to say that we didn't do your anus so that you can get your anus done next time free of charge." Safe to say, I didn't get his number. Hello, everyone. This is Ali from Bad Dates, and I'm here to talk to you about dodgy dates, apps, dating culture, and this week, anus waxing. Now, the story you heard just now was a submission made to me on social media. It's not actually my story, and I'm not actually an expert on anus waxing. If I was, I would probably keep my lips puckered up and not tell you. Now you're into the episode, and I've got you hook, line, and sphincter. Let's get started before we get too behind. Now, I'm like many single people and I love to exercise my right thumb on the dating apps. Now, sometimes I consider if it's wise to leave my entire romantic destiny up to my thumb, and then I consider the alternative and it's to get out of bed and out of my pajamas, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm all right with the apps now. I can stay in bed. So anyway, I do love dating apps and they're not perfect and they do have a role to play in promoting respect in our community, but they are also a good way to meet people that you wouldn't normally meet. I can meet someone on my lunch break from work while the ads play while I watch TV, and I know some of you have met the person you were going to marry while swiping on the toilet and pushing out a turd. Now, what I can say is the apps are nothing like what people in relationships actually think they are. You know, the ones, you know, the mates who've been with their high school sweetheart for like 20 years and they've missed this entire like dating revolution, this digital dating revolution that we're going through. People in relationships seem to think that dating apps are this like hotbed of wild sex and flirtation. But you and me know if you use apps, you're just swiping through a bunch of nothing serious bros in patterned shirts while you squint at your screen and wonder what ethically non-monogamous really means. A sense of rejection washes over you when a hipster with a couch on his front porch doesn't respond to your message, a message that you're not even sure why you sent. And then when you finally go for a drink, you kind of sit there with your glazed eyes, just, you know, staring into the distance and you're thinking like, oh my gosh, how do I get out of this and go home as fast as possible and get into bed? And when I talk about like getting into bed, you don't mean getting into bed with your match. You mean like in bed alone and with the chicken nuggets that you bought in the drive-thru on the way home. And may I add, these chicken nuggets are going to provide you with a level of physical pleasure that your date just never could do in their wildest dreams. At the end of the day, you finally make it home to your home base and you're like, I'm over this. I'm quitting this dating app. I'm going to meet someone the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, you know, through a friend or a family member at work or whatever else. And you're mooching around for the next few days. And then you kind of go, I'm very comfortable at home. And you realize that your dream person will not suddenly appear out of thin air on your couch. And you actually have to make an effort to go meet them. And you're like, I'll give the apps another go. Now, like I said, I do love dating apps despite the whinge session that I've just had. And that is absolutely genuine. Like I love them and I use them and I'm right into them and I think they're a lot of fun. And I've made lots of nice memories using dating apps. But, you know, whether you're looking for love or a fun night out, a one night stand, a marriage, whatever it is that you're looking for, there are moments of this frustration that our coupled friends, they don't experience or understand. So I just want to tell you that I get it. I feel you. I get it. I'm living this with you. And hopefully as part of this podcast or social media or whatever else, we can support each other as we like swipe along on our journeys together. I am here here with your dating app cliche of the week, which is a segment that I just made up because I felt like doing that. So I thought it would be fun to discuss the cliches and stereotypes that we see on the apps every week, day in, day out, and some of these cliches we've been seeing for years. And I thought it would be fun if we could share some info on what's what and have a bit of a giggle together at the whole thing. So this week's dating app cliche of the week is, I'm 6 foot. Apparently that matters. Now, if you are using the apps, you'll already know what I'm talking about when I say I'm 6 foot. Apparently that matters. And if you are not, let me fill you in on what it is. Now, you'll find on a lot of dating apps in the profile, lots of men will list their height and then add on the statement, apparently that matters. So like, for example, you would see in the bio, I'm 6 foot, apparently that matters, or I'm 5'11, apparently that matters, or whatever the height is, and then the three words tacked onto the end, apparently that matters. Now, height is a super delicate subject on dating apps and kind of everywhere as well. So blokes that are shorter than average or women who are taller than average, it can kind of feel like, I've heard from those people, it can kind of feel like that you're missing out on romantic interests by kind of not fitting into beauty standards in terms of height. So sometimes it can lead to feelings of upset and anger, which we can see on the apps when we see those three words, apparently that matters. And like, it is passive aggressive, but I mean, there's a reason for it. And that doesn't mean that we have to be okay with it, but there is a reason for it. Now, I understand why people feel super touchy about height. The whole matter of height in dating sits on this like super awkward thin line. And the line is super awkward because on one hand, people don't want to discriminate on physical appearance. We know that that is wrong and people don't want to do that. But at the same time, in dating and love and sexual relationships and hooking up or whatever, there is a physical element and physical appearance does matter. So it's super hard for people to kind of figure out where they sit in not wanting to discriminate, not wanting to adhere to these horrible beauty standards and, you know, all the pressure surrounding that, all of that kind of thing, and also acknowledging that physical does matter to an extent with dating. So there are some really interesting comments on height and dating on this old blog I found called the OkCupid dating blog. I don't know, it's one of the most interesting dating resources that I've seen on the entire internet. Back in the day that people had like their dating app profiles, not even apps, but their dating profiles like on a website, and you would go through the website and, you know, message people you were interested in, as opposed to now where you like swipe through people. So the observations on the OkCupid dating app, in my opinion, are a little bit dated now, but they are really an insightful resource into the world of online relationships. And what is interesting about this blog is that it's kind of more numbers driven as opposed to kind of getting information from like the chats that we might have with our mates. Now, what I'm referring to in this next bit comes from the blog entry, The Big Lies People Tell in Online Dating, from the OkCupid blog I just mentioned. Now, let me quote to you this super interesting bit on the height of its male users from the USA. It reads, "The male heights on OkCupid very nearly follow the expected normal distribution of height, except the whole thing is shifted to the right of where it should be. Almost universally, guys like to add a couple of inches to their height. You can also see a more subtle vanity at work, starting at roughly 5'8". This means that guys, as they get closer to 6 feet, round up a bit more than usual, stretching for that coveted psychological benchmark." Now, women aren't exempt from tall tales regarding height either on the dating apps. I'm going to quote from the blog again here. "When we looked into the data for women, the height exaggeration was just as widespread, though without the lurch towards a benchmark height." So essentially, women are also telling porcupines about their height too on the apps. But Don't listen to me verbally. I want you to check out that blog itself, the OKCupid blog, so you can see all the graphs and research with your own eyeballs and not just hear it from me. It's super interesting. You're going to love it. Now, of course, considering the data that I've just chatted to you about, there is, of course, a possibility that when people put their height on dating apps, they genuinely might not know how tall they are. Like, I think the last time someone measured my height, it probably would have been like at maybe a doctor's surgery, or even like going back to like high school. I feel like they measured how I had in high school. They did, didn't they? I feel like they did. That being said, like the kind of stuff that they've said about heights, it does kind of fit into a lot of what society tells us what we should look like in terms of how tall we are. So I think that there is something there to it that goes beyond us kind of not getting our height right. On this topic, I'm definitely not going to tell you what to do or not to do in relation to height on dating apps and your swiping habits. People do make romantic and sexual decisions based on physical attraction. What I would do instead is ask you to consider the reasons behind why you make these decisions about who you date, what impacts and influences them. So if you're looking for people of a certain height, you kind of know why, or you've thought about why. And beyond that, it doesn't matter whether the person you've matched with is tall, short, in between, whatever else. Everyone needs to be treated with kindness and respect and dignity. I'm not into jokes about height regarding dating for the exact same reason that I'm not into jokes on weight or appearance of any type. It's just not nice to put people down for how they look. So going back to the original topic, when you reference height along with a bit of a passive aggressive, apparently that matters, I'm 6 foot, apparently that matters, you might feel that you're taking a bit of power back from the judgmental and not so nice people that you meet on the apps. However, that doesn't make it okay. For people who use that phrase in their bios, I would ask them to consider whether it is putting your best foot forward by making a sarcastic comment to someone. You know, you're swiping through, someone might really like you and you've delivered them this sarcastic comment. I mean, you might be blowing off steam, but at the end of the day, you could be doing a disservice to yourself. So that's all from me this time, but I would like to reiterate how appreciative I am of your support for this podcast and of me personally. I have a lot of faith in you, and I hope that that comes across when you listen to these episodes, because I genuinely do care, and I want you to do your best in life, whether you are single, in a relationship, in between, whatever else. So if you want to get in touch with me with a question, story, whatever, tell me what's on your mind. Hit me up at Bad Dates with Ali on Facebook or Instagram. I would love to hear you. Otherwise, until next time, you have my love. I will speak to you then. Bye.